Okay. Okay. I like that. Just take my time. I'm good at that, taking my time. Good morning, church. Happy Lucky Lake Church Thanksgiving. So blessings to you. We indeed have so much to be thankful for. For those of you that don't recognize me, I'm Phil Gunther, Director of Ministry for the Saskambe Conference, a family of 30 churches here in Saskatchewan. And we just want to thank you as a member of church for your support, not only of me, but also the work of the conference. And I'll just take a minute to highlight a couple of Thanksgiving stories very briefly. So many of you know that we had a church in Blaine Lake that we closed. But we have an answer to prayer. Whenever we close something, we always pray that God would do a new work and resurrect a new work. And we have a young man who is starting a youth ministry in Blaine Lake. And if you receive our newsletter or read our website, you know that he's doing a work there. And we hope that work will grow, that gospel witness in Blaine Lake will give birth to a small community of faith and grow from there. So that's just an incredible good news story. We've also been praying for new church plants, and we have two that we can't announce publicly, but I'm already in dialogue with those that are integral to these two new church plants, one in the south and one in the north of Saskatchewan. So good news stories. God is doing good work. You know, for a while there, there's some churches that closed, and that's always a sad story, but we always believe God is going to do a new work. And we're seeing the fruit of that. We're seeing the truth of that very much. One last story, because if you know churches like Lucky Lake and others that faithfully give, we are bursting at the seams and giving bursaries to young people that are going to Bible school, seminary, and discipleship training. We are, I think, close to 25 of these young people that we've invested in. We invest significantly in them, because if we don't, where will the leaders of our churches come from? And so because of that, like 25 young people have gotten support from churches like Lucky Lake to attend Bible school, seminary, discipleship training. So these are all Thanksgiving stories. There's many more I could tell you, but I'll stop there and just want to thank you for your faithful giving and support. I always find, and Pastor Mike, you're probably the same, it's like when you come to Advent, when you come to Christmas, when you come to Thanksgiving, you're always looking for kind of a unique angle to approach it, right? It's something creative that is different, and half the time you achieve that, and half the time, we stick with what we've done in the past, and that's okay too. That's good too. Because these are truths and these are days of celebrating what God is doing. And so whether you do something repetitively or something creatively new, all is good. But today, I thought I'd have us do a responsive reading before I get to the sermon. And Wes handed it out to you. It's some writing that I had been doing in terms of prayers. And by the way, I brought along, Wendy asked for me to bring along copies of my two books, and so there are copies in the foyer. So if you'd like to grab one or two on your way out, blessings. But I'll leave that up to you. So this isn't in any one of the books. This is something new, but I thought we would read this responsibly. Are you okay with that? Are you good with responsive reading? You know how that works? An offering of thanks collectively. Okay? Citizens of heaven, sing a hymn of thanksgiving. Shout a psalm of joy to him who reigns forever. Holy, holy, holy is he who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Rejoice, people of God, rejoice. Great and marvelous is the God of gods. Great and marvelous is the King of kings. Great and marvelous is the Lord of lords.
Worthy is the Father. Worthy is the Son. Worthy is the Holy Spirit.
People of God, worship your Creator. Sons of the kingdom, worship your Redeemer.
Daughters of the kingdom, worship your sustainer. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty is sovereign. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty is eternal. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty is most high.
His greatness is boundless, his grace is limitless, his love is infinite. Worthy is the Father, worthy is the Son, worthy is the Holy Spirit.
Blessed is he who was and is to come. Blessed is he who is the first and the last. Blessed is he who is the Alpha and the Omega. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed or praise the work of the Lord. Praise the kingdom of the Lord.
Worthy is the Father. Worthy is the Son. Worthy is the Holy Spirit.
Our sins are forgiven. Our hurt is healed. Our sorrow is turned to rejoicing. Children of God, sing a hymn of heaven. Shout a psalm of joy to him who reigns forever.
Holy, holy, holy is he who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Rejoice, people of God. Rejoice.
Amen. Thank you for that. Well, let me just calibrate myself here to our time. So I'm competing against potluck lunch. So note to self, right? Note to self. I think we'll be fine today. But let me just, I just invite you to pray with me as I calm my own spirit and just really be sensitive to the Spirit's leading. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for these people. Thank you for our time of fellowship and the worship we've had together. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We surrender anything that may hinder us from hearing you, Holy Spirit. We pray that you would open our hearts and minds, that you would awaken in us a deeper passion for you, a deeper passion for the gospel, a deeper passion for the church and its ministry here in the community. Lord, if it is your will, make us a little bit more like Jesus by your Spirit when we leave here than when we came. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to take you to my anchor text is Ephesians chapter 5. You can turn there if you like. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Okay? Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Give you a second to get there. Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I've seen some interesting messages on t-shirts, and it seems the older they get, they're either more interesting or in the opposite direction. But I've, over time I've seen some interesting ones, and I jotted a few down, and here's a couple of them. One said, do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again? That was my response too. Oh, creative. This is another one. I may be wrong, but it's highly unlikely. Here's another one. You constantly amaze me, but not in a good way. Yeah. It was worn by a parent, I think. I'm fine. Thanks for not asking. And the last one, I told my therapist about you. Oh, well, there's a few others, and I do have a couple of ones like this, but my wife, Janine, told me I can only wear that in the house. So they're not bad, they're just like, you're sending the wrong message if you wear that. Okay? So I wear them in the house. Now, imagine for a moment that you're creating your own t-shirt message, and to represent how you are today, let's say today, how you're feeling. Okay, what's, you know, how you're feeling about life. And the message begins with these words. It's a new day. Now think for a moment, how would you finish that? It's a new day. How would you close it? What would your message say? I'll give you a chance to think about that. And many churches, and we sang it today, many churches sing on Thanksgiving, sing the song derived from Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We sang it this morning, a version of it, which is good. I was going to sing it together, but I thought, you know, you did such a good job of singing it with us that I wasn't going to ruin that part. But it goes like this. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We've grown up with that. Mike, surely you've sang that like a billion times. Yeah. You know something? I have no qualms at all with the first part of this chorus. This is the day that the Lord has made. But sometimes I struggle with the last part. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There are some days when I feel more like ranting than rejoicing. More on the side of grumbling than being glad. They really are, if we're honest. For me, not every day feels like a good day. Even though God, whom I love deeply, has made it. That's coming from a pastor, right? Sometimes I identify with Shakespeare's character Macbeth. You'll know this, you'll see this coming. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. Yep, that sometimes I could wear that on a t-shirt. You know, if I'm reflecting. It's not funny, but it's, you know, reflecting what's going on in the side inside of me. Today, you as a church are celebrating, and thank you for inviting me, by the way. I didn't have any place to go for a Thanksgiving meal this year, so don't let that get back to Janine. So we're celebrating Thanksgiving Sunday here, and there are so many things that we could be thankful for. They really are. And you know, you've named a couple this morning already, but just so thankful for so many things. And when it comes to rejoicing though, and being glad in this day, and thinking this day is a good day, it's sometimes difficult. This year I lost my oldest brother in June. It's the fifth family member in 12 years, immediate family member. Like every 3 years, I lost a brother, a mother, father, and so on. We lost our beloved family cat. And I'm not so much of a pet lover, but you know, I really came to love our Finnegan. And when he was gone, it was hard. Amazing. I am growing a new heart, kind of like the Grinch, right? Growing a new heart. And you know, we discovered our son has a serious heart condition. He's only 31. And it's just like, it's heartbreaking when you see someone that age on medications, and now, you know, his life is going to look different because he's got to take care of his heart. And so it's hard sometimes to think some days are good days. It really is. It was, but you know, on the other side, I was reading a man who's attending a very popular motivational seminar with a renowned, world-renowned speaker, and he asked this one of the people in the crowd, one of the individuals in the crowd, he said, are you successful or not? And the person says, absolutely I am, and with a huge grin. And he says, well, why is that? And he says, it's so easy. All I have to do is get up, look down, and see that I'm above ground, and every day above ground is a good day. You know, some of you have heard that before, right? I like that comment, that sentiment. And yet it's always balanced with things like, in my own life, some time ago, I was praying for a grade 11 student who was involved in a motorcycle accident, broke his back, severed his spinal cord. And I think, was that a good day for him? when you had that accident. He's above ground, but is today a good day for him? Maybe it is. But if you're like me, you're really wondering, what then makes for a good day? If it isn't, you know, necessarily good news, if it isn't necessarily something, something we are happy about, then what makes a good day regardless of the events in it? And what's a day we can be thankful for? Some time ago, I came across a letter that struck a chord with me, and I want to read it to you in its entirety. It's not that long. It's just three short paragraphs. And it goes like this. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and a kiss and call you back for one more. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything right. There will always be another day to say our I love yous, and certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do's. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may the today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. And it brought me to think, what makes for a good day? Can it be that it is good because it brings an opportunity to experience love, both by giving it and receiving it? That's what makes for a good day. Let me change course a little bit. I want to take you on a couple of metaphors, a couple of images. The first is of a high school track and field sprinter. He's running, the 400 and doing really well in front of many, many people. And he falls. He trips up, falls to the track. He knows he's out of the heat, but maybe not out of the race. And then the fans really cheer for him, and he stands up and he runs on, and he finishes the race. And there's an image of a daughter who is opening the back screen door to her home where she grew up, and her mother's surprised. She ran away. She had run away months ago and has now returned. And the daughter sees tears on the mom's face, and she was lost to them. So it seemed, but now she's home. And almost in unison, they say to each other, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Another image. The last We Were Thinking of You card came in a month ago. Flowers have all but wilted, and the Salvation Army people just picked up his clothes. The phone rings. It's Kathy and Macy asking if they can pick her up for an evening of pickleball and poutine. That's got to be something. And she says, yes. Thanks for thinking of me. And a smile comes across her face for the first time since the funeral of her husband. Perhaps these images kind of conjure up for you your own thoughts and your own experiences that are similar in some way to this. Perhaps they summon to your mind the need for forgiveness. Perhaps they evoke the thought of restoring something broken, a promise, a commitment, or a trust. Albert Einstein once said, in the middle of difficulty, always lies opportunity. And so, what do you think? Is a good day good because we're given the opportunity to start again? It's a good day, because we have the opportunity to start again. A third track. Robert F. Kennedy said, some men see things as they are and say, why? And I dream things that never were and say, why not? All of us have dreams. All of us have hopes and for this life. And what is it for you? What is the dream that you have? What is the hope that you have for you or for your family? Where you can say, we did it, or I did it. accomplish that dream. You know, stroke that off the bucket list if you have a bucket list. And if you're like me, like slogging through some of these things, there's almost more setbacks than there are victories, but you keep on keeping on. A wise man once said, though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. What do you think? Is what makes a good day good the fact that we have an opportunity to follow our dreams, to follow our call that maybe God has laid on our heart? We've got an opportunity today to do that, and that's what makes a good day. Another track. Is there someone you can think of that could use a hug from you right now? Is there someone you think of that right now that would love to go out for coffee with you? I would love just a call, maybe. An acknowledgement, an encouragement. Is there someone right now, as you're thinking, you know, their face comes to mind? Yeah, I could call that person. I could touch that person's heart. This is another prose that I wrote down in my notebook, and it said, this is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you're exchanging a day of your life for it. Never thought of it like that. Let me read that again. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. You won't get it back. There's no do-over or a refill. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, and in its place is something you have left behind. Let it be something good. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. You and I can be difference makers. We really can. And it takes so little. What do you think? Is a good day good because it means that you have the privilege to do something good for another person? Finally, the last track I want to take you on is our Heavenly Father desires to have a relationship with us. He sent His Son for us. Scripture says, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. With Jesus, He changes everything in our life for the good. In good times and bad times. He offers us forgiveness, restored relationship with God the Father. We have hope and joy and peace in and through Him. And maybe you're at the place you've never heard that before. This is news. This is good news. This is gospel news for you. Maybe you're at a place where, like this one Bible school student that Wes was talking about has walked away. Maybe you're like that person that's walked away. Today you have an opportunity to be welcomed back. Today you have the opportunity to receive that good news and let Jesus change everything about you. So what do you think? Isn't the fact that you can say, give me Jesus, today, right here, right now, doesn't that opportunity make for a good day? Well, let me close. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. There still will be days when the second line of this song is a bit of work, right? It's a bit of work sometimes. Perhaps when it is in those times that we need to remember that even on the worst of day, God gives us the gift of opportunities. He gives us the gift of opportunities. Opportunities to experience love to give love, to start again, to follow a dream, to say, to do good, to say, give me Jesus, to receive and walk in the gospel, to, you fill in the rest. Perhaps that very gift is what goes into making of a good day. A simple opportunity. Because then it is truly a day for which we can be thankful. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, for your graciousness, for your love. Thank you for opportunities. Oh Lord, thank you for the opportunities that you give to us. Each day, every day, without fail. It's a day of opportunities. Oh Lord, help us to be aware of that as we walk through a day. Led by your Holy Spirit. Strengthened by your Spirit, guided by your Spirit. Oh Lord, help us to grab a hold of these opportunities with all our might for your glory ultimately, for the encouragement and betterment of all those around us. Thank you, Lord.